is DJ Khaled Nas, Jay-Z and James Fauntleroy. Sorry, not sorry. On Rise FM mid-mornings, it's all things Vuka Clever. Fly by night, colleges, don't let that be you in 2025 as you're about to apply for school. The class of 2024 is doing the things that need to be done and they are now desperate for school. Angie was too, and she was a victim of a fly by night college. She joins us next to tell us her story.
Discover the difference.
From the field to the court, the action never stops on Morava Sports Worldwide. From jaw-dropping hat-tricks to unbelievable saves and serves, not forgetting the fierce tackles and so much more. Oh, it's all you need to know in a world of sports. Tune into Morava Sports Worldwide weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Powered by Hollywood Bet on 947, Vuma FM and Rise FM. Hollywood Sportsbook is a licensed betting operator. Hollywood Bet supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. South African Responsible Gambling Foundation toll-free counseling line 0800 006 008 or WhatsApp help on 076 675 0710.
All things Vuka Clever this hour. If you've just joined us, welcome to the show. My name is Lutango Moletsane and it's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We are joined by Angie all the way from Barberton, who is a former victim of a bogus college in Pretoria. She takes us through her story, some of the signs that she saw throughout her being with this college that really made her think, this just might be a scam. Angie, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, good morning, Susie. How are you? And the good. Listeners at home.
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Man, you fell victim to a fake college. And I really want us to talk about this today because the class of 2024 just got their results and a lot of them might just be desperate to get into school. What's your story?
Yeah, my story. My story dates back a couple of years ago, maybe 2002. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2002, I think. I just finished matric then and I didn't know what to do. Then after that, I decided, okay, let me go to school. I then saw this article on the newspaper. It had schools that were having call center. Back in those days, there was this call center operator. You know, I don't know if it's still there now, but there was a school call center operating schools, and they were teaching us how to do call center jobs and stuff like that, and administration, call center and administration.
Right.
So I called, registered with them. They told me they are in Pretoria, sent me forms. I filled in the forms, and my parents took me to Pretoria, and I rented a flat close by. And the first day I went to school, I realized that, man, we somehow, it's sort of like flat, I'm a flat, like, Yabon. Mm-hmm. And we were in class, and I realized, okay, there was a lot of us, and the teachers looked a little bit dodgy. But because the school was registered, I mean, it was on the newspaper, I literally felt like it was legit.
Yeah.
It had a school registration number and all those things that they write there. Without us checking if the school is real, my parents paid the fees and they paid for the whole year because it was going to be like a 12-month course and I would get a certificate to apply for a job at a call center and they also assist you to get a job at a call center. And then I attended the school for about 2 months. And the third month, when we arrived at the school, we were told that we can't enter and the security at the flat told us that we can't enter. Apparently, they did not pay rent. And then, okay, we stayed at home for about a month. And then the following month, we went back to school. And we were being taught things that didn't make sense to me. You know, how, okay, well, telephone ethics and.
Yeah.
But those things felt like they were just taking them out of some textbook somewhere. The only thing that made me stay there was because we were a lot and some of the kids were coming from Pretoria and some of the kids were saying their relatives went to the school. So I felt like, okay, let me give it a chance. Look, I was there for 12 months. And then when we went to get our certificate, we found that the certificate were handed over by the security guards at the reception and the school was closed and there was nobody there. There were no teachers, nobody. And they said the people have moved out the night before. And then they said, we must just give you guys your certificate. And they had our names on the paper. And we were just ticking off our names and getting a certificate with your name on. Then I went to just study something else. Mm-hmm. And then I got a job. Only to find when I got a job and I was applying for a promotional post, I started thinking, let me just check the school if it was legit, because really I felt like it wasn't.
Yeah.
And only to find that it was a bogus school, it never existed. It was never there. Hence, when we went to get our certificates at the end of the year,
yeah,
we were given by security guards and they said the school has moved out and they don't know where these people went to.
Oh, Angie, 12 months.
We didn't have phones then. We didn't have phones. I mean, technology was not really that fast as it is now.
Yeah,
for us to actually just go into the system and check if the school is real, is legit, and all those kind of things. And it was a bit difficult than it is now. You know, I mean now it's easy for anybody to just get into the system and check if the school is legit. Mm-hmm. But then, really, technology was not. We were not wised up on technology like it is now.
But I mean, Angie, school for 12 months, all of that money, the fees that you had to pay. Were you guys able to recover any of the money that you lost, or was there any legal, process that you guys tried to pursue?
We went to the nearest police station to report it, but they told us that, look, guys, there's a lot of these schools going on around. At that time, there were so many schools that were doing call center operating courses, and we didn't recover the money. Look, I was paying for a flat. My parents were giving me money for food. And it was mainly for transport from where I was staying and to the local taxi to the school and back to the flat. So a lot of money went down the drain, basically, for a whole 12 months.
Mm. 12 months is a long time.
It was sad because, my parents trusted that this school was legit, and they trusted me actually to say, okay, since you are saying other people have been there, you've done your research, and we trust you. And I went there, and
were you affected, with your academic journey and your future plans and what you actually wanted to do with the certificate? I know you're saying that in the middle of you being in school, you kind of noticed the signs that were there that were kind of showing you that, no, this might not be a real school, a real college. But with your qualification and the certificate that you got, did you ever try to use it?
I did. I think the only thing that saved me was that before I went to the school, I had done a computer course, and I had applied for a job then as an admin clerk, and they only needed a computer course then. So I attached that certificate with the one of this bogus college. So I assumed Guti, I got a job with both my certificates, only to find Guti years later when I was actually now in a permanent position at some government office.
Yeah.
I then wanted to apply for a promotion, and my boss then said to me, listen, can I ask you something? Where did you get the certificate? And I was like, oh, I went to study there in Pretoria. And he's like, this doesn't look legit to me. Can we check it? And then we checked it and we found that it was bogus. And that's when I realized that maybe that is why I was rejected in most of the applications that I was putting in some of the jobs.
Yeah.
Because I was having a certificate that didn't make sense. And okay, fortunate enough, I continued studying and properly in some university, and I got my papers straight. But I felt bad that we wasted a lot of money. I don't even remember how much it was, but probably roughly 20,000 to 30,000 was paid because of accommodation and food and the bogus books that we were getting from them. It was photocopied books. But because it was a call center thing, I did not really take it like, okay, these textbooks that we're getting, photocopied papers, it was a bad thing. I guess I was not paying attention also. I don't know.
Well, thank God you managed to go to school again, But going into 2025, what piece of advice do we give to the parents and learners who are looking for admission into higher learning and training institutions?
Yo, I think mostly to the parents. I would say that to the parents, we need to be the ones that pay more attention. Look, now that I'm a parent myself, and this happened years ago, I am so focused on what my child applies for. Is it legit? Is it not? Where did you get this information?
Yeah.
And I make follow-ups, my daughter's in the trick now, you know, and definitely making follow-ups to the schools that she's applying to, and I'm definitely not paying money to something that I have not even seen with my own eyes because I've been there. So I would say that parents must pay attention to what the kids tell them, because we also tell parents things that are not legit, or we have not made research about them, or we think they are real. So the parents must take it upon themselves to actually go to the Department of Education or go to the internet. You can also not trust that internet 100%, but go to the Department of Education and seek for proper information. Check if the school is legit, and go to the school itself and find and look at it and see that this is real or this is not real. I mean, these days we've got easy access to a lot of things, you know. So I would really say even the children must pay attention to these people that come back door and say, listen, I can assist you to get a school there. People, I can give you numbers of people that have been there, because they give friends numbers. They give you their friends' numbers, and their friends will say, yes, the school is real. I even got a job from being in that school, only to find that it's bogus and your money is gone. And these people have fake numbers.
Yeah.
And you might find yourself trying to call the number, and they say the number doesn't exist. Like, we were told that these people, they don't even know who they are. And at some point, they were not even paying rent, and they're paying so much for school fees.
Oh, Angie, thank you so much for coming onto the show. We're going to park it over there. I think, you know, just thank God you were able to go to school again. It's not a lot of people that get that second chance. So it's very important for us to be vigilant from the get-go. But thank you so much for sharing your experience. And I'm hoping that, you know, our learners, our parents are listening in and really, really trying their best to be vigilant.
Yes, I hope that the parents do pay attention. And unfortunately, some of the parents, you know, they don't have the knowledge and all those kind of things. They trust their kids so much.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that they do pay attention. And these days, I think it's even worse with all these fake scheming things. So I really hope that the children also, they must pay attention. I mean, they've got social media. They can always go and find information on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for having me. And I hope my story does help a lot of people.
Absolutely. It's Angie from Barberton. Let's try to be vigilant. Let's be careful. Let us be active parents. Let's be active learners. Go on the internet, search about the school, you know, ask a couple of people that you know that might know about it. See if it's legit, right? Let's do it for the first time and let's get it right. It's Roz FM.
As I speak to you right now, the Roz FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds of the people of Mpumalanga. This is the market you need to talk to. Email sales@rozfm.co.za or visit rozfm.co.za for more information and contact detail. And if you're wondering if radio advertising still works, the very fact that you're wondering is proof that it does.
Class of 2024, be very, very vigilant, all right? Make your research, go on Google, ask your friends, ask your parents for help. There's no shame in asking for help. It's better for you to ask for help and make sure the first time than for you to apply with a bogus college and find out later on, 3 years after, a year after, that the certificate is not even legit. Let's do the right thing.
Any other day, any other time, I'll be on my way. There was a time where you tried and you said, why would you fight what was inside? That wasn't part of the plan, I know that should go.